I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious freedom advocates sound the alarm as India begins implementing the Citizenship Amendment Act, or CAA. The CAA fast-tracks entry for asylum seekers from some faiths, but excludes others, specifically Muslims. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says.
It was the cause of concern that it could be extended beyond the Muslims to anyone who is non-Hindu.
For example, Muslims aren't the only ones fleeing persecution from Myanmar's military junta.
We're seeing an influx of refugees coming in from Myanmar who are of Christian background. The fear is in some of those bordering countries that the government will force the implementation of the CAA and it would be used against Christians.
Ask the Lord to strengthen believers and help them persevere. And Israel has expanded its attacks against Hezbollah, striking targets in Syria. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, at least 90,000 people have been displaced by missiles since October. But Lebanese Christians still look forward to Easter this weekend, says Hunter Williamson of Themar LSESD. Themar has hosted special Christmas events for a decade, but for the first time, the Lebanese organization has planned something similar for Easter.
Themar is going to help host Easter events at 20 churches in Lebanon and 13 churches in Syria.
The events will share sweets, activities, and resources with over 4,000 children in total.
These Christian resources are going to be booklets, which will emphasize the resurrection story to help children remember what Christ did for them and all of us.
Pray for the churches reaching their communities this weekend and that children will learn what Christ did for them.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.